This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
So I told you about this apartment that I rented last year, and I did because we were doing a TV pilot, so I rented this apartment down the street from, you know, where we do our radio show, and so I was like halfway between the radio show and the studio where we're doing the pilot. And then we gave them a month's notice, and then we moved out. And the next thing I hear from these douchebags that run this management company of this apartment complex is they're going after, they got a collection agency coming after me for $1,000. Now, they're supposed to, by law, tell you, A, how much do they, you know, do you owe them? And B, what's the, you know, accounting of that? Okay, where are you coming up with that number? Not only did they not do that, but now this shows up on my credit, right? So I find out from my wife today, as a result of that showing up on my credit, it's impacted some business that we're doing. So now I got to get an injunction against these guys. And this is getting more fun as it goes along. I'm going to get an injunction against these guys that run this apartment complex. Now, here's the point. The point is this. If I'm just a regular renter, okay, and I don't own property, and I'm a guy that just rents, and some company says all of a sudden, well, guess what? You owe us this money. And, well, you didn't give me any accounting of it. Well, yes, we did. Well, no, you didn't. Yes, we did. And guess what? We're going to report it to the credit agency, and now your credit's ruined, and there's nothing you can do about it. And they all got these lawyers that work for them, too. There's nobody that represents tenants, is what I was, you know, trying to say to you guys over the last few days. You're stuck. I mean, there must be millions of people that rent who are constantly, criminally taking advantage of these management companies. You guys that own apartment buildings, are you aware of who it is that's managing these buildings for you? Do you know some of the underhanded stuff they're pulling on your behalf? I mean, if you own property, let's say you went out and you have partners and you bought an apartment building because you figure it's a good way to make, you know, it's a nice investment. And with the rental money that you take in, it pays for itself, so on and so forth. And so you hire a management company, and there's a bunch of them. Do you know how these people do business? Are you aware of their accounting practices? Are you, fully versed in the ways and the means that they deal with the tenants there? Do you know how they're collecting the rent? Do you know how they're billing people? Do you know how they're itemizing things? Are they giving people their proper itemization of things by law? Here in the state of California, within 20 days, you have to give people either their security deposit back or you have to give them a list of the things that they owe. In other words, this has to be mailed to an address. Now, these guys mailed it to guess what address? To the one that I moved out of. Well, ain't that a sensible thing to do? Hi, I'm moving out. Okay, great. Why don't we just mail you the bill at that address you just moved from? That'll be great. Thank you. By the way, who can pick that mail up for me? Casper the Friendly Ghost? You bet. He'll just, what, kind of sail through the vent in the mailbox like a little bit of mist, pull the mail out and come deliver it to me? Are you guys high on some mixture of chemicals, or are you just doing the straight crank? So the upshot on all of this is I talked to an attorney tonight, the guy that's, you know, representing us in all of this. And he said, well, we're going to get an injunction, which means that means you get immediate relief from the court, if you'll pardon the term relief. That means you go to the court and the court gives you relief. They say, no, all right, nothing can happen. Nothing can happen while this gets settled. You cannot make any move. You can't impact someone's credit. You can't make a collection. You can't do anything. Now, my lawyer said to me, oh, you know, the best way to do this, man, is to just, you know, small claims. You don't want to go into a civil action. I'm sure you don't want that kind of angst, that kind of publicity. And I said to him tonight, I said, guess what? I think I do. I think I do. I think I want to go the whole hog. I think I want to file a lawsuit. And I think I'm going to get an injunction. I'm going to sue. And, you know, this is why the bloody courts are there. Not so you can collect your millions like Steve Bozell because a dive stick got wedged in your rear end because you were doing cannonball contests. This is about people every day. I mean, how many people rent in this country? Millions, man. I mean, it's the first place, it's the first thing you do when you want a piece of, you know, when you want a roof over your head, you rent. And then you get enough bread together and hopefully you buy something. But before that, you're a renter. And man, if you rent, I don't care what anybody says, you got no rights. Because, like I said to you, all the freaking lawyers out there representing the cats that own, that's where the money is. I don't blame them. I would love to sue these guys, and I'll tell you why. if for no other reason, it might expose what goes on. You see, this happens to me. What happened to the other 90 schmucks that moved out ahead of me? The guy that doesn't own any property and really needed the place to live and really needs to get his security deposit back and really needs all that money so he can kind of move on with his life, right? And these guys are going, well, let's just make that an even $1,000. Well, how do you guys come up with that figure? Oh, I don't know. We just, you know, we threw some darts at a board. And didn't you get our bill? Well, no, I didn't. Well, we mailed it. Well, can you prove that you mailed it? No, no, we can't prove it, and we don't have to. We'll just dummy something up. We'll just dummy up something, put a date on it, and we'll say that we mailed it to you. I mean, you think I'm kidding? That's what they do. All you guys out there that rent, and if you rent one of these big apartment buildings with these management companies, I'm just telling you, be really careful. Be really careful. Get it in black and white and red all over, man. You know, it was interesting because after this happened, after we moved out, and then my wife said to me, you know, I haven't heard from those people, and I've called, and she called at least a half a dozen times. She called the leasing office, you know? You know what that is. That's the one where the person answers the phone, and they say something like, you know, Delmonico on the Caribbean Mediterranean Apartments. Some, you know, really floral name like that, and they've got the multicolored lights that sort of uplight the banana leaf palms. And so you feel just as if you're in Monaco when you walk in there. And meanwhile, the elevator doesn't work or something. So, and then you get to your apartment, and this is what you hear all night long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And turns out the cat's shooting pool. I don't know. So,
probably got it. Plays pocket pool.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? So you go in there, and there's a guy in the leasing office, and, hi, I am here. Oh, yeah. Are you the gentleman from 222? Yes, I am. That I'm the cat, man. Now, I've been trying to call you guys. Well, okay. You know what? I just took over because the last guy got fired. Uh-huh. Here's the cute thing about this. This leasing company that is telling me that I owe them $1,000, guess what? They don't manage this place anymore. They got a new company in there. And when I tried to find the name, when I tried to find this company that had moved out, man, you might as well be looking for the headquarters of the KGB, man. I swear to God, you might as well be asking, hi, could I get SAC Command Headquarters in the Yellow Pages? Sure. So what do you want? You want the management company of your apartment complex, or are you trying to call NORAD at the North Pole? Because it's just the same thing.
Directory, sir.
Yeah, could I get the number of the Farmco management company?
I'm sorry, sir. They're not listed. Are you crazy? I mean, this they're in a lead-lined bunker somewhere.
Yeah. All I want is the name of this company, man. Where are they at? Well, the last known address is Austin, Texas. What the hell, man? I'm going to get the Attorney General of the United States on this one. Finally, I get a hold of these guys. And I talk to the schmuck in the office. When I say schmuck, I do mean schmuck, because this dude just yanked me every which way but loose, brother. I said, hey, you know, here's the thing. I need a, you know, I need the itemization. He didn't send it to me. I just give me a list of what you say I owe you. Didn't send it, man. I finally said to the guy, look, I got to tell you, I've contacted an attorney. He still didn't send it. Now, my wife calls me tonight. She says, you know that thing we wanted to do? I said, yeah. You know, she said, buying that, you know, the large, you know, that vibrates. I said, yeah. Well, we can't do it because, well, we can do it, but it's going to cost us more because it's now on our credit, that whole number that we did over at that apartment complex. And I said, okay, that's all I needed to hear. I went into my office and I pulled out my samurai sword, put on a hood, put on a cape. I have a staff and a sword, and I wandered out into the night, and I began to dismember homeless people. And I said, that's it, baby. So I call up this lawyer, and I really like the guy a lot. He was at the U2 concert in a luxury box with other lawyers smoking cigars. And anyway, did you ever see that scene in, what is it, Philadelphia with Tom Hanks's attorneys at the Sixer game? So I call him up, and he's there at the, and he said, well, we're going for an injunction, baby. I said, make it happen, JB. He took another puff on his Havana, and he said, you got it. Click. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up, somebody said that I left a voicemail for them. Or some fan I met on Saturday night. What is that, bud?
He's on the phone.
He says I made a message for him on his voicemail?
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to him a minute here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. On the line, bud, who do we have?
Guy I met the other night.
All right, this is a gentleman that apparently I talked to the other night, and I promised that I would do a voicemail, or some kind, not a voicemail, but a message.
Oh. Well, yeah, it was a message on my answering machine, Phil, and you met my wife and I, we were over at the sushi bar over in the Landing.
Okay, what is your name?
My name's Ray, and my wife is Janine.
Oh, yeah, I remember you guys.
Right, well, I wanted to thank you for doing that.
Did I do a voice message for you?
Yeah, you called my home and you left a message on there. And
I did?
Yeah. You don't remember?
No.
Well, let me call it up. Here, I'm going to call it and you can hear it. Well, you did it the other night. You were at the restaurant.
I left a whole message for your phone.
On my answering machine, yeah. There it is.
Yep. I want to do everything I can to make a good message for you.
All right, man, that's fine.
And what's your name again? And this is your wife's guy, I spy. Can I get another drink, babe? Drink, too. Okay, this is a message for Ray. This is a message for Ray and Janine voicemail. They're not home right now, but if you need a message.
Dude, turn this off.
If it's a message for them, they'll be sure to call you back.
You don't remember doing that, Mr. Henry?
Why would I remember doing that?
Well, you know that's you.
Yeah, obviously that's me.
So, what would you like me to do with that tape?
Say, wait a minute, what is this?
I don't know.
What do you want me to do with the tape, Mr. Henry? Let's go. Come on.
Keep it, man. Keep it. I don't care.
It's you drunk. And it's you throwing up. And it sounds pretty bad.
I don't care, man. Fine. Go ahead. Send it to my employer. Better yet, all he had to do was tape it off of the freaking radio, because we just played it on the radio. So what do I care?
Pretty embarrassing, I'd say.
Yeah, it's very embarrassing.
Let me play it one more time.
Wait a minute, man. You don't have...
Bear in mind, my mom told me I had big feet.
Really?
When I was born.
Where's your wife?
She's at a Halloween party.
Oh, you want to come back to my house and have sex with my wife?
Sure, I'll do that. If you want me to.
What? Can I take pictures of it?
Yeah.
This is not necessary, sir.
Does your wife care if she has sex with a bald man?
No.
Would you turn this off?
Wait.
Put him on hold, bud.
I can't. The button's stuck.
What do you mean the button's stuck?
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Into it.
What do you mean the button's stuck?
I can't put it on hold.
Mr. Henry, the retard can't put me on hold because I've circumvented all the circuitry in your phone board. In other words, I'm in control of your phone right now.
Oh, why don't you hang up on this guy, bud? You and your practical jokes.
You didn't recognize the voice?
Yeah, I finally did, yeah. That's that guy that you know that does impressions of me, the guy with the parrot?
Right.
Was that the parrot doing the impressions?
Yeah.
Ain't that guy that David Hall wanted to hire in case I got sick? He'd have his parrot do the show?
Yeah, you remember?
I remember him now. Okay, folks, thank God that wasn't me actually drunk. That was a parrot doing an impression of me. Just thought I'd let you know that. All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show, and our web address is www.philhendryshow.com, and our email address is phs@philhendryshow.com, which brings us to the point of the email address. We have email to read for you tonight. some of this stuff. Look at this. I got lyrics here from Rainy Days and Mondays and Rock Around. Oh, I got a rock. That's great. Some email for you. This is from Jeremy. It's actually for me, but I'll share it with you. It says, hey, Phil, from Jeremy. I love your show. I'm 20, and I have been a listener since I was 16. I was on this blog site called MySpace the other day, and I found fake blog pages for R.C. Collins, Margaret Gray, Jay Santos, Lloyd Bonafide, Steve Bozell, Chris Norton, and Bobby Dooley. They're all pretty well done. And you guys ever seen this MySpace.com? My daughters, everybody, every kid's on that. It's, I guess, the place where you can meet people. So anyway, says they're pretty well done, and they contain a lot of show stuff in them. The best one is RC's blog that uses that grade school picture of you as RC's profile picture. Also in his blog, it has his blog quote as, if I'm going to die for a word, my word's poontang. Just thought I'd let you know, keep up the good work. More Frodo, Jeremy. P.S. You should make fun of that Garrison Keillor and the crap he's calling comedy. Yeah, right. All right, man, MySpace.com. You know, if I had a nickel for every website that uses a name of our character, the funniest one was when somebody sent me an exchange. A guy went into a chat room with strippers as Ted Bell, and it was a riot. I mean, he had these chicks he was telling them how hot he was and how great he was and how he owned a lot of stuff and he was going to come over there and demand lap dances and they better be good for his money. And these strippers were laying into him, not knowing they're talking to a made-up guy. Hey, Phil, this is from Ken. I crack up every time Mr. Lloyd fights his way off a hold. However, I would love to hear some of the old-school Lloyd Bonafide. The very first time I heard you is when Lloyd threw a flagstone paver through his neighbor's window and killed their poodle. He was pissed because their house alarm kept going off. A flagstone paver, dude. Could you reintroduce some of the old Lloyd that wanted to kick everyone's ass in your new skits? I used to bust up when he would threaten to, quote, open up a can of whoop-ass on everyone. Thanks, Ken. You know, we used to use that phrase a lot, man, and then all of a sudden it started making the rounds, and well, okay, I guess that's my imagination too, isn't it? Hey, Phil, what happened to Hal and Viola? Did they finally crash and burn for good? I hope not. They're one of my favorite, along with Lloyd, Harvey, Bobby, Jay. Well, they're all great. Love your show. You make me laugh my ass off while I drive a truck at night. I hope you can get on the air in Pittsburgh someday, because radio really sucks around here. You've got a lot of fans around here. I get you out of Youngstown and New York. Keep up the great work. John, thanks. Pittsburgh would be a nice town to go to and see a Steelers game in and then leave. All right. Phil, backstage pass holder here. Heard you were talking about your vasectomy Friday night. I had one 10 years ago. It was nothing compared to the reversal I had last summer. My testicles swelled up so big that it looked like I was getting a blank blank from a cancer patient.
What?
The best part was I paid $6,000 out of my own pocket to have this done, and I couldn't move for 5 days. Don't ever stop what you do, Michael. What do you get it reversed for, man? Somebody talk you into it, or do you think suddenly you want to be a dad again, you numbskull? This is from VK in Troy, New York. Hey, Phil, I'm sorry, but you probably agree that Teachers is a gay-ass name for that show. Fillmore Middle is 50 times better than that. The whole double entendre thing. If that's any sign of how the show's going to go, don't quit your night job. VX Troy, New York. Well, they named it Teachers. I don't know why they named it Teachers. They think it's going to be a better name for it. That's all. What do you want from me? I got a job. I mean, you know, they gave me a job and stuff.
I hope your wife likes me.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Why am I listening to that when I should be listening to... And Añejo is like, you know, anywhere from 8 months to 3 years old. And if it's still tasting pretty harsh, like a Reposado, I don't think that that's a very well distilled or aged tequila. But that's just me.
So I got to try that Don Julio then.
See, I think it's just worth it to spend more. If you want to drink tequila, don't you want to drink good stuff?
Of course. That's why I'd ask the expert.
Well, yeah, I would say Don Julio Añejo is the best tequila I've ever had.
All right, so yeah. I got to try that.
Yeah. But you think Sauza tastes like pee, huh?
Tastes like crap to me. Salsa Blanco, I don't
Serious?
Like that.
I was at a party one night, and I asked, do you guys have any tequila? And they said no. So I walked all the way to a Vons, and the only tequila they had was Sauza. So there's a photograph of me somewhere at this party walking around with this bottle of Sousa. And it's one of the most pathetic things you've ever seen. All right, dude.
Bring back some more Dave Oliva.
Yeah, I had him on last night.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, damn, I missed it.
You missed it, yeah.
It's all right.
You were drunk.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
They have a ranking here of, I don't know who these people are that rank tequila. This is just a website called tequila.org, Viva Tequila. They rank the tequila. And the other thing that you have to do is you got to be very mindful of, well, what are we talking about in terms of who's getting paid what to promote what, you know? Like, if you see something that says, here are the top such and such, and then you look at the very top, it says advertisement, you realize, well, they're just kind of plugging things. Now, there's a place called Specs Wine and Spirits, and it's in the city of Houston, and they rank their best tequila. And they say their best tequila is Patron Silver. Well, I don't know how they... It must be their best seller. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's got to be their best seller. Because there's no way that Patron Silver is better than Don Julio Blanco. There's just no way on earth. I don't give a crap who you are or what you are or why you are or where you've been. You know? I mean, it's just... It's impossible, man. And to have Patron Silver up at number one sounds to me like that's what sells. Now, guess what their number two seller is? Cuervo Gold. Yes, that's right. Absolutely. It's way better than Don Julio. Huh? This is what people are buying, man. Patron Reposado, number three. Juarez Gold, four. Gran Centenario. Sousa's, number six. Patron Añejo, number seven. Sousa Gold and Sousa Silver, eight and nine. Cuervo 1800. Juarez Silver. Trace Generaciones. And a lot of these names that I'm mentioning here, Trace Generaciones, that's all that packaging I was telling you about. Their packaging is unbelievable. Trace Generaciones, they got the three guys, you know, the three generations of dudes, and the bottle is, it's like something that they, it's like something a Spanish conquistador had buried up his rear end, you know, and they just dug, you know, the archaeologists found it. And then they got Herradura, El Jimador, Commemorativo. Everybody used to say to me, hey, have you ever had the Commemorativo? It's pretty good. Yeah, I've had it. It sucks. Why do you think it's good? Because the bottle looks good? Oh, okay. Don Julio Añejo, Cuervo Clásico, El Último Agave, Don Julio Silver, Cuervo 1800 Silver. This is utter tripe, my friends. My friends, I'm Rush Limbaugh. Let's talk tequila, my friends. My friends! I was hammered out of my skull the other day, my friends. I was rat-assed. So, but anyway, what you have to do is make sure. And the other thing about tequila, it's 100% blue agave. If it ain't blue agave, then it's pea water. Just remember what we say over at the Don Julio Distillery. If it ain't 100% blue agave, it came out of a cat's intestine. All right. Now, the other thing is mezcal. A lot of you people have been telling me about mezcal. You think it's some kind of a macho drink. Good for you. Mezcal was made from ground rat gut. Many years ago, the people who couldn't afford to drink tequila decided that they would take rats and put them in a blender and then mix it with alcohol, and they came up with mezcal. Now, mezcal is part of the Mexican culture. It may be a popular saying, a social icon. There's always mezcal or tequila for that matter. Well, see, it's a special kind of tequila, but it's not 100% blue agave. And before tequila became known as tequila, it was called vino mezcal or mezcal wine. But the fact is that the real tequila that we like is agave, and mezcal is only like part agave, and the rest is putrefied roadkill. And then that worm they put in the bottom of it, good luck. If you ever actually do eat that worm, good luck avoiding polio. Now, moving along, I'm kidding, I don't know. Did you ever see that, what was that movie, Urban Cowboy with Scott Glenn, when he drinks the whole freaking thing and then he eats the worm? That looked pretty cool. It's too bad that in actuality what he was drinking was like plum Kool-Aid that they'd put in the bottle. All right, Scott, we got the mezcal ready. That guy's drinking plum Kool-Aid. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I didn't mention this one email I got from a guy in Antarctica at McMurdo Station. And the dude's name is Rick. And he says, you got fans in Antarctica. Now, ain't the only guys down there military? I mean, there's not a condo down there. Not a condo association. McMurdo Station in Antarctica. And so I'd like to happy shout out there to all the emperor penguins down there and all you guys in Antarctica. Oh, my God. What is that like? Can you go outside in Antarctica? I mean, in other words, I saw that March of the Penguins, and I ain't no penguin. But during, like, the height of summer, okay, let's say it's just the sun is right overhead in Antarctica. How hot does it get? What, like 10? Or is it nice? You know, is it beachy? Can you go swimming? The freaking animals. So anyway, there's I think it's some kind of a weather station in Antarctica where they listen to the radio show. And that could mean one guy. It could mean one guy giving himself, surgery on his testicle or something. I don't know. Wasn't that lady who lived down there and gave herself surgery? That's, I would say, very desperate situation, wouldn't you? Okay, I'm going to have to perform surgery on myself. Thanks a lot.
I told you we can't get down to there until it...
I know, you're giving me all these excuses. Are you telling me that I got to give myself an appendectomy?
I'm afraid that's all I'm saying.
This is the 21st century, man. Don't we have airplanes? Don't we have... What about one of them Harrier jets?
What about it?
Well, can't that thing land?
Sure, it'll land and take off.
Well, get one down here, man, and get me out of here.
I don't know, man. It's down in Antarctica.
What is this, another freaking planet? Are you telling me that I got to give myself a colonoscopy because you cats can't figure out how to come down to Antarctica? I got guys going to Mars. We got guys going to the moon. There's dudes flying around building space stations. And I'm giving myself a hernioctomy. I'm giving myself surgery on hemorrhoids down here, man, because I can't somehow get a jet to land, pick me up, and take me to a hospital. I'm telling you, that must be some pretty forbidding territory where we have conquered the moon, space stations. We even have been able to chart the bottoms of the ocean, and we've even got pictures of fish that have lanterns for eyeballs. But go down to Antarctica and bail some guy out that's given himself an appendectomy? No can do. They're all on their own down there, man. They're in a big igloo, and they got on their snowsuits, and they're hanging out with penguins, and it's going to be in the... It's one of these things. It'll be in the spring, Bob, when we can get to you. In the spring! Not next week, not next month. This spring, we'll be able to cut through the ice. What's this, bud?
I got some information on Antarctica. The mean temperature in winter, it's 94 below, and in the summer, it's 31 degrees.
Below?
Yeah. Down under.
31 degrees below zero, man, in the summer. You got to be a penguin to live in that. Anyway, this McMurdo station must be one of them weather stations. And they go down there and they figure out just how bad life can be. Did you ever see that March of the Penguins? They got a whole thing. They show you Antarctica. Jesus, is that place frightening looking? It's just frightening. It's just one big, like it's the surface of Pluto or something, man. And it goes on forever. And there's rock formations because it's a continent. It's not ice. It's a continent. It's land there. And it's nuts. And these frogs went down there and took pictures of all these penguins. And they did a whole freaking movie. And I'm looking at this scene where the penguins, it's in the middle of winter. So now it's 96 below zero. And the penguins are all huddled together trying to survive. And I'm thinking, boy, those poor penguins. And then I realize there's some jackass who's taking a picture of that. Who's the guy that was on the camera? Must have done a remote control job for maybe like a van, huh, bud?
Yeah, they probably had a Winnebago.
Sure, it probably drove it down there, huh? Inside, man, they got heating, they got the hot stove going, they got a couple of Cub games on satellite, they're doing all right. All right, our webcast is November the 11th. If you haven't got a backstage pass, you should get one, and you can watch how this thing's done, man. And we don't do webcasts every night. We haven't got the Phil cam on every night. You know, like a lot of shows, you can flip it on and see the guy. You want to know why? Because this show, we don't just let anybody come watch it. You got to pay, man, and pay dearly. You want to watch this show, you better pay through the freaking nose. And what we mean through the nose, $6.95. You can put it on your Visa. You can slap it on your wax. You do whatever the hell you want to do with it. And pick it up there at www.philhenryshow.com. And while you're there, check out our souvenir shop. We got all kinds of things there. We have our best of CDs. The money that we raise from the sale of our best of CDs goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And before I forget, Sunday, November the 13th, Today's Health, Tomorrow's Hope. It's a open house and a benefit to celebrate the health education program at my friend's place for the kids who are out on the street and trying to get their lives turned around. Sunday, November the 13th. Please keep that in mind. If you'd like more information, go to www.homelessyouth.org. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.